I was born again August 5th, 1975. And after that, many times the Holy Spirit would bring a thought, a concept, a scripture to my mind to show me what to do. There are some times you think, did I really hear from God? Is that really God who spoke to me? And there are sometimes another spirit will come along that's not of God and will try to get you to go in the way opposite to the way of God. In 2018, I fell at my house in Texas as the ambulance workers were rolling me past my front door. I heard a word from God by the Holy Spirit. I heard these words, "You'll never see this house again." They took me to the hospital, operated on me. I had a broken hip and a broken left wrist. I put the house up for sale. A woman who was a member of our church group came to me and said, "I don't see how you can do this. Put the house up for sale." I said, "Well, I heard from the Holy Spirit. You'll never see this house again." I've had a lot of experience with the Holy Spirit. The devil tries to imitate the voice of the Holy Spirit, usually something's a little off. The Apostle John said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they're of God." 1 John 4:1. The devil will try to imitate the voice of God, the voice of the Holy Spirit, and make you think you're supposed to do something. And even as late as 80-some-odd years old, there are times that he brings thoughts to my mind to try to make me think that's the way to go. But there's usually a blockage of some kind. It just makes itself clear to me along the way that that's not the way to go. The Apostle John said, "Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." Antichrist does not confess Jesus has come in the flesh. If you have the faith to do this, you can directly address that spirit and say, "Do you confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh?" When I do that, I hear either yes or no. And if you have faith, you can do that. But there are ways to also tell whether or not an idea is from God. Matthew chapter 11, God's yoke is easy and his burden is light. James 3:17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. If you've got any envy or strife in your heart, you might not have pure thoughts. But the wisdom that God sends to you is pure. Then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. If you have an idea of how to do something and it's got hypocrisy in it, that you don't really believe that way, but you're doing it to try to get what you want, then you're not operating by the wisdom of God, for it has no hypocrisy in it. Again, that is James 3:17. The primary thing that we, after being born again, must do is follow the Holy Spirit, for he will not take you in a way of sin. He won't take you in a way that is opposite to the Word of God. He is the Spirit of truth. He is the Comforter. In Acts chapter 1, Jesus told his disciples, before he ascended into heaven, "You will receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." The Holy Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. Here is a situation which happened at a church I attended in Dallas. A young married couple announced that God was sending them to Israel to minister. They left their secular jobs, quit their secular jobs, went to Israel. About a week later, they returned to Dallas. Well, of course, we're saying, what happened? They said, well, we got there and we can't speak the language and we couldn't do anything. Apparently, they had followed something imitating God, making them think it was God sending them to do this thing. Some people are deceived by other spirits. But if you will kind of pay attention, if it is another spirit, you'll probably be a little bit troubled by it. I know I am. The Bible teacher at one of the churches I attended, he was always saying, "I had a check in my spirit, so I didn't say that thing." And sure enough, it proved itself not to be right. I didn't tell anybody that I was taken into heaven twice after I was born again. I didn't tell anybody about it at church. It didn't even occur to me to tell anybody. I didn't tell them a call of God was on my life. But they saw a call of God on my life because at the class, the Bible class, Don would always say, "Does anyone have a word from the Lord?" And God had given me words of knowledge, words of wisdom, various information. And I shared it when he invited us to share it. So they knew that I had some gifts of the Holy Spirit that labeled me as having a call of God on my life. They could see it. Don almost told them Joan is called to be a teacher. There are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers given for the work of the ministry by Jesus from heaven. Ephesians chapter 4. But Don said he always had a check in his spirit that something wasn't exactly right about that. So he didn't tell the class. But they knew I was called of God because the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are given you by God identify you to the church as being of God. And if you speak those and do those things, they will recognize you are of God. You're not doing to prove you're of God. It's just the right thing to do. One Sunday morning, after I'd been at that church maybe 2 or 3 years, the pastor said in front of the whole congregation, "Joan Boney is not a teacher, she's a prophet." Don said he almost came out of his skin because he said, "That's it. That's what she is, a prophet." God had always stopped him from saying, "I was a teacher." I'm not a teacher. I'm a prophet, also apostle. Apostles simply have an anointing concerning scripture. And they really fight to get people to do scripture instead of doing the doctrines that are put into the churches by humans. There are different ways God has of using someone if they're called of God to be used for ministry or given gifts of the Holy Spirit. I frequently was given word of wisdom, word of knowledge. First time it happened to me, I was at a neighborhood prayer group, a young Christian, new Christian. The women were standing around in a circle, probably holding hands or something, praying over something. And I heard, "Look up." I opened my eyes and looked up. And on a blank wall, I saw it as if someone had taken a black felt tip pen marker and drawn a body part on that wall. And I said to God, "I know that is part of the body. I've seen it before, but I can't remember which one it is." And I heard stomach. I said, "Oh, yes, it's that old Pepto-Bismol stomach. That's what it is." So when the women quit praying, I gathered up enough courage to say, "Does anyone have a stomach problem?" And one little woman just started jumping up and down and raising her hands in there and saying, "I do, I do." I guess we prayed over her and maybe she was healed. I don't remember. It was the first time God had shown me an open vision. And I was so caught up in the method and how he showed me. Well, after that, every time I went to Don's class and he said, "Does anyone have a word from the Lord?" I usually had several words that God had shown me. Often during the time they sang hymns, God would show me words of knowledge. And then I would share them upon invitation. One time Don asked me to speak to his evening class. He had a little song service at the beginning. I began receiving open visions. After about the third open vision, they just kept coming. There were something like 23 or 24 open visions during his song service. I grabbed a pencil and started jotting down notes so I wouldn't forget any of them. And I presented them after the song service. I don't think I ever shared any of the teaching of anything else. I just shared the open visions. There's different ways God has of doing this, but if he's doing it, he'll make it clear. If you would, please turn to 1 Corinthians 12. We're going to look at verse 27. Start with that. "Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. And God has set some in the church." In other words, God has set some in the church to care for the church. Verse 28, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Pam Padgett has a spiritual gift of helps. Another woman in our group has a spiritual gift of giving. I recognize these things in people by the thing that they tend to do. It's not something you learn. It's that new heart that you're given, that just really wants to help somebody. Pam helped the man next to her, who was an older man, where she lives. Then she helped the mother of a woman that lives two houses down. And then I came along, and God put me with her. And she exercises that gift of helps by helping me. But it is a spiritual gift in her. All of these things are done by the Holy Spirit of God who dwells in us. One of the most magnificent things is He shows us the heart of God so we know the will of God in the various issues pertaining to this present life, and we follow Him. Romans chapter 8, verse 14, as many as follow the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you today.